And the motion picture is the most important art film ever devised by the human race. It is the art form that creates more empathy than any other. It creates our ability to step out of our own shoes.
From Akron, Ohio, this is episode 232 of On the Tropes. On this spooky Halloween edition, we're talking about candy and curses. I'm your host, Nick. And as always, today I'm joined by Evil.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say your name.
I was supposed to, hang on a second. But, I was supposed to know it was alliterative because you hate alliteration.
No, but I'm doing like and Halloween just Halloween said, nicknames that are, oh. that are like alliterative. They're alliterative. Yeah. That's part of the bit. Evil.
Eva.
Spooky.
Sure.
And creepy.
Kyle.
So is it Nasty Nick or is that that's a different holiday?
That's Valentine's Day. No, Nightmare Nick.
Nightmare Nick. I think Nightmare Nick's good.
Oh, it's too hot down here now. I'm recording from, hold on.
So you have to like Sherpa behind. Maybe that's that. You do have a sweater.
And a whole sheepskin blanket on the couch, on the chair behind him.
Well, my basement's usually like 50 degrees, and I think it still is, but I turned a space heater on and it was like
50 degrees.
It was too powerful. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it's like 52 degrees usually. Like it's very fucking cold down here, but the space heater apparently is too powerful. So I got a lot of calibrating I need to do down here. Anyways, we're talking candy and curses, and I think we're going to go with candy first.
Always candy first.
Yeah, 'tis the season. Yeah. Whose idea was it to talk about candy? I think this was this a sir idea.
Well, I think you.
I think we all want to talk about candy because
I think you've asked the question if we've ever talked about Halloween candy, or if we've ever talked about Halloween. I think it just came from that.
Well,
my first question is: are we talking about Halloween candy specifically, or just candy in general? Because I think they're different a little bit.
I guess they are a little different because you have to calibrate for like you're probably getting more fun sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we just tried a new candy from our Iceland trip that I wanted to mention.
Oh yeah, I think that fits.
But you're never gonna see that in a
pail of a pumpkin thing.
Maybe you do in Iceland.
Maybe, yeah. If they
celebrate. I don't know if they
Halloween.
I don't know if they like trick or treat there. Yeah.
But
they also all agreed on candy corn.
Yeah, that was how it started.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And that it's the worst.
No,
we agreed on.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So,
Kyle didn't weigh in.
Well, no.
He's not weighed in that day.
Kyle only weighs in on the group chat if he's mining us.
When I need something.
He's mining us for content for his other stuff.
Yeah, when I need something. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have a text thread with Nick and a couple cousins, and I have that on mute too because I can't keep up with a lot of the conversation. So
the family group chat.
It's the same way. It's the same way.
All the you'll appreciate the name. It's called Severed Limbs.
Yeah, nice. It's pretty nice. Awesome.
Because that's our mom's names. you don't like candy corn? Candy corn's so good. Candy corn is like meatloaf for hot dogs. It's something that's very unfairly maligned. And if you don't like it, I feel like that's a you problem.
I think my big issue with candy corn is similar to something, and it's not as bad as packing peanuts. circus peanuts. Sorry. I get those mixed up because they're basically the same thing. I think of just stale candy. Like, is there such thing as fresh candy corn? It's the texture of it is weird. The flavor is fine. It's whatever. But I'm also just not a big candy person in general. I think we've talked about this. I'd rather have like salty stuff, but
yeah, I'd rather have salty stuff
salty
too.
Snacks. But yeah, I mean, if candy corn fell off the face of the planet, I don't think I'd.
I think so. Candy corn is complicated.
Whoa.
There's all those like flavors.
Yeah.
They even
yeah.
have
the odd flavors. Don't
they
make
even
sense.
Have a like a.
Isn't it like a chocolate candy corn?
Yeah. There's also a like a whole Thanksgiving dinner theme one where they have like a green bean one and a turkey one. And that's just an
addition. Gross. Yeah. That's like some Willy Wonka shit. Like the gum that's a whole meal. How do you guys eat candy corn?
I guess if you're a psychopath and I eat it in one bite.
Well, I was going to say, if you have like a handful and you just like throw in three or four in at once.
Yeah.
But if you just have one, are you just throwing the one in, or are you doing like anything fancy to it?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to try to, you know, you kind of break them up a little bit.
Yeah.
You eat a slice of pizza. Colored candy corn. You know, there was the pizza method where you're kind of holding it. Yeah, we're getting into the minutiae.
Or you give yourself fangs. You stick it on one of your canines upside down.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
No, I'd like that you eat the white tip and then you flip it around. You eat the yellow back end and then you eat the orange middle.
I would not be able to guess the order that candy corn color goes.
To be perfectly candid, I pulled up a picture just to make sure that I wasn't talking out of my ass. Okay. If nothing else, the show demands accuracy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did pull that up. I think that's something that like our mom said she used to do, because I remember having done that like from a very young age that I picked up from her.
Weird.
Yeah. But she, like, they often have a bowl of candy corn. I mean, and by often, I mean right now, they have a bowl of candy corn at their house.
Yeah.
Every time I walk by it, I just grab a few.
It's probably from last Halloween, and no one would know the difference because
it really doesn't get it.
Always. Well, so it's year round.
It doesn't get much worse. And they have like Valentine's.
I mean,
now too.
Yeah. Yeah. You say that like
it's a amount of wax.
Yeah. You say it like it's a bad thing. I say it like, man, that candy corn, it's good for a while.
Yeah. It's like just the right amount of wax that it keeps it fresh without that weird taste, like that plastic.
Well,
taste.
And it's
some of the other candies get, like, even though like the candy pumpkins, too much wax.
I like the candy pumpkins.
Oh, you're
the pumpkins. Pumpkins are better than the corn.
You want to know why? I'm very into like shaped foods.
The candy corn shaped like
cereals.
Corn.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, the pumpkin alongside it. I guess the circus peanut is an exception, but I mean, would you rather have a chicken nugget or would you rather have a chicken nugget that's shaped like a dinosaur?
Which dinosaur?
You want?
They do taste
good.
Yeah.
What was that candy that was like shaped like little fruits?
Runts.
Oh yeah.
One was like a little banana.
Yeah. Isn't that Runts?
Yeah, it's Runts. That reminded, when you said the wax thing, it reminded me one of those bottles that had the gross liquid in them that was definitely not natural. And then those lips that I think
the candy lips,
but they were basically 90% wax.
Well, they're 100% wax. Yeah, you just chew on them.
Yeah, those are bad. The other, like, if we want to talk about bad candies, the paper dots.
Mostly paper.
Yeah, you get a lot of paper.
I'm not going there with you.
That's a lot of fun. Wait, you like them?
I do like them. There's a technique to eating them so you don't get all the paper. You wind the paper tape around your finger, and then you can pick them off.
That's a lot of work.
Weird.
What about candy necklaces?
Candy necklaces I wasn't a fan of because I felt like they tasted like I could taste the elastic. It was hard to eat them and not get the elastic in your mouth.
That's a candy where it's good when you start off, and then the more you eat it, the wetter it gets. And then you're just walking around with a wet neck.
I mean, did people really wear the necklaces?
Well,
I don't know. I've got one on.
I'm wearing one, but it, like as I've grown older, I've got a longer, more dangly one, so you can't see it in the Zoom screen.
Oh, we're talking about necklaces. Okay.
No, I'm talking about candy necklace.
I was like, what, you're talking about something getting, the older you get, the more dangly it gets.
Ow.
Wow.
I don't know blue. If this will be
dark.
Despite Halloween being a black and orange holiday, we're going blue.
I don't know how controversial this will be, but I kind of like cowtails, the candy.
Oh, yeah.
Like cowtails are good.
It's all good.
And they're one of the candies that I only think about around this time. I don't know if it's a seasonal thing, but yeah. What is it? It's caramel, and it's got some kind of very unnatural marshmallow cream inside it. Yeah.
I don't remember getting those for Halloween very often. It reminds me of Cook Forest, actually, because we would always get them from the convenience store when we would go on vacation.
Yeah.
And those, they have other flavors too. They make chocolate ones and strawberry ones. But I mean, for my money, you got to go classic.
Speaking of Cook Forest, another thing that we never got for Halloween, but as far as candy goes, I was really into were the cigarettes. The candy cigarettes? The candy cigarettes and then the bubblegum cigars.
That you could really smoke.
Like too. You
could puff on.
Way too much bubblegum for like a single serving. It was
I didn't like the cigars. I don't like that kind of bubblegum, like the bubble tape, like bright pink style of bubblegum is just like not my style.
I used to get those all the time.
But yeah, I feel like the flavor of candy cigarettes was the lacking thing. It was just so plain. It was like,
it's just sugar. It's just like
sugar chunk.
There's this tiny, not quite wintergreen, but like vaguely almost halfway
mint-ish
kind. Not enough that it actually like leaves a taste in your mouth like a lot of mint candy does. But it, to me, like candy cigarettes or the Fun Dip, like the actual stick part, loved it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm. Should we jump into our list since we're going? I don't want to like blow up everyone's spots.
Yeah, let's go.
Who
goes first? I don't even remember. Kyle, you go first. I think
I go first. I guess I'll start with that the candy that we had in Iceland that was surprisingly way better than it really should have been, and it was, I forget the name, I was trying to look it up and I was going to message Nelly, but I forgot. The chocolate bears that were filled with this liquid black licorice.
Oh yeah.
Center. Yeah. Those were surprisingly really good. And I don't even really like black licorice that much. If anyone mentions Good and Plenty's in their lists, I'm going to leave the show because those things are disgusting. But it was really good. And then I'm kind of sad I didn't bring it back home.
I was the one who bought those, wasn't I?
Yeah, one of the later nights where we were just like snacking for the entire day. But yeah, they were good. Eva, it'd be your...
Wait, you don't want to go with... Can you describe the nasty candy that you got?
Oh, the spicy... It's like a hard candy, but it's got that weird kind of liquid center. And it's labeled as spicy black licorice, and it has three flame symbols on it. So I was like, this seems like one of those challenge candies. And I got a bag of that, and it wasn't spicy. It kind of tasted, and I was telling Leah, is like black licorice mixed with those weird ass Chinese like red disc candies.
Was it
like the plum candies?
Yeah, the plum. It was like salt. It was like kind of salty. It was like a savory.
Yeah,
it was very licorice. Yeah, it was salty. And I think you said that you let it dissolve in your mouth.
Yeah, right? I like sucked on it, and you just went straight and like crunched down on it.
I bit into it, and it exploded in a spicy dust in my mouth. It was disgusting. It was fucking foul.
We ended up just throwing the bag out. Like, we could have brought it home, but I was like, no one's going to eat this. But
Yeah, Nelly spit hers out. She like
she couldn't
like even once it got wet enough in her mouth for her to taste it a little bit, she's like, absolutely not.
They love black licorice over there. And
salted licorice especially. It's a
Yeah. I brought home a bag of that for my friend Dave because he likes black licorice. But Eva, it'd be your first.
Before we get to that, speaking of black licorice, like all of my favorite people, all of my closest friends are people who love black licorice. And I've been like, I never like
kind of a, it's kind of rude to say that with all of us here.
Well, not all of
I love
you.
It. I absolutely love it.
Sir loves it.
Oh, it's on my list.
I don't mind it, but
I only like one kind though. Only the black licorice jelly beans, like the plain ones.
Yeah, like I'll eat a couple pieces. I like bridge mix actually, but I don't want a whole bag of black jelly beans. I can't go all the way there. So I used to think that it was a thing where like I just must attract people who like whatever quality of, if there is such an overlapping quality with people who like black licorice, I just attract these people. But now I'm wondering if there's something about me that is akin to black licorice candy. And so they just like me for some of the same reasons. Anyhow.
Like you are black licorice incarnate.
Right. There's something about me that's the same as saying that you like black licorice.
I was going to say, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. So I guess like going off of candy corn, I made a whole list of candy that I like that a lot of other people don't. And the first thing on my list was going back to what you said about bubble gum of not liking the like bubble tape. Mm-hmm. The only gum that I like is like wintergreen flavor. So my first pick was Wintergreen Lifesavers. And I'll go through.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'll have a phase where I'll buy like one bag at Dollar Tree. I'm like, I haven't had these in a while. And I'll rip through that whole bag at work, like super fast. And I'm buying like a ton of them. And then I'm like, I have to stop this. This is terrible.
Yeah. Is it Wintergreen?
Wintergreen.
Like, yeah. So much better than like, you'll find some that are just like the peppermint flavor. And it's like, that's not even close to being as good as the Wintergreen.
Yeah. But yeah, I love that like wintergreen root beer sassafras kind of flavor.
Yeah.
And that's why I love Double Bubble.
Like, what about like the dinner mints? That's the weird kind of mint.
The ones that melt?
Yeah, the ones that are kind of soft.
Yeah, they're like almost dusty, like not quite.
Yeah. The one they just are built, they're designed to get stuck in your teeth, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what the appeal of those is after a meal. Like, why is that a better candy to eat than a peppermint or a wintergreen? I don't know. Sir, what's your number five?
So I guess I'll start with worst candy. And basically anything with coconut bits. So, like...
Mounds,
ugh. Throw them out. Like it was just get it as far away from me as you can. Any kind of dessert,
macaroons,
peppermint flakes on it. Oh yeah, just it ruins every candy. It's like, why do I want something that's kind of like, it's like uncooked oatmeal or like slightly cooked oatmeal in my candy.
So is it more of a texture thing than a flavor?
It's probably, yeah, it's definitely a texture thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the coconut flavor is, you know.
We are not the same at all.
Nope, not at all.
You don't like a peppermint bark? I mean, we're getting a like different holiday. Oh. But you don't...
Well, the problem with bark is that waxy thing, like the wax lips. Just too, there's too much non, there's just too much material. It's not candy. It's not melting.
See, that's kind of what I like about it. It's a different, you got like different like textures all going at once. You got the regular like mild crunch of a chocolate, but then the harder of crispier, like you gotta do a little work getting through the peppermint. Oh, love it.
See, that's too much going on at one candy.
I like it.
Yeah, texture.
I like being surprised.
Sir doesn't like surprises either.
Well, yeah, I mean, Nick, your vacation story, the 1 year.
Yeah.
It's a perfect example of like something that I would never enjoy that.
No.
We're going to the airport. We
get yeah, that one.
Like, no way.
No, we're not. You wouldn't even get in the car and say, let's go for a ride.
Oh, the surprise vacation.
Yeah. See, I like it depends on what kind of surprise. I don't like all surprises.
And
I don't
who's like, in charge of that surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't like, my God, would I hate having a surprise party thrown for me? I wouldn't want to be surprised with all that many people looking at me, but something like that where it's in a controlled setting or in a food-based setting, I'm a little good with. Well, so was that your number five?
Yeah, that's my number five.
Of course, that dovetails very nicely because I had candy corn as my number five, but since we talked about it so much, I was like, well, I got to swap something out. And I love dark chocolate. I don't know about you guys, if you're dark chocolate people compared to a regular.
Yeah.
I just like the slightly more bitter flavor of dark chocolate. And if you want a dark chocolate candy, you can either just go the dark chocolate Hershey's bar. But why, when you could also throw in some of that coconut that Sir hates? Sir, if we ever go trick-or-treating together, you give me, like, you want my Good and Plenty's? I'll take your Mounds. Because Mounds is my number five.
How did I get on the Good and Plenty?
Because the licorice. Or you can have my black black licorice chili beans. I would be willing to bet money that you are also not going to like my number four.
Did you say they have dark chocolate Mounds? Because
all Mounds are dark
chocolate. Aren't all Mounds dark chocolate?
All Mounds are dark.
Are they?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Mounds is an almond joy, but you take out the almonds and you swap it for dark chocolate. Yeah,
it's Mounds missing the mound on top. Or it's an almond joy missing the mound, right.
Which is weird. Yeah, yeah. But those are dark chocolate as opposed to almond joy, which is milk chocolate.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Milky Way, the dark chocolate Milky Way.
Oh, those are good. Those are good.
Yeah, the dark chocolate Three Musketeers is probably my favorite variation next to like dark chocolate M&Ms. Yeah.
I've never had a dark chocolate Three Musketeers.
They're pretty great.
Kyle, what's your number four?
My number four, a lot younger Kyle would probably have said Warheads, but I don't know if my tongue could hang with that candy anymore, so I'm just gonna say Sour Patch Kids. It's probably the only candy that I'll even consider getting out of the movie theater. But yeah, I like sour candy for the most part. I think my answer later on is another sour candy, but yeah, more so than chocolate, I think I like candies like that. I don't know. But
wasn't there another candy that was like a competitor to Warheads? Like another sour candy?
Just as sour? I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it Crybabies or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, maybe.
Crybabies sound familiar, but I don't know if it's the same type of candy. I remember kids would bring in like atomic Warheads and they were like,
yeah, Crybabies. Yeah.
Really, like intense, but I like that candy.
Kyle, did you get the
Crybaby was a sour gum. That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
That's yeah, I remember that.
Did you get any of the Sour Patch Mangoes a couple years ago, Kyle?
No.
Oh my God.
I really don't buy candy.
They
that
were
much,
so but... good. They were just the best. Like they have like a strawberry one, I think, and a watermelon one, and those were okay. But those mangoes were the bee's knees. And
I think what I like about sour candy is that, I mean, it's in their slogan where it's like it's basically two different types of candy. It's sour, and then if you can last long enough, it turns into like a completely different candy after that.
It turns into a sweetened fish.
Yeah,
it is the flavor. What peppermint bark is to texture.
basically.
I thought about putting Swedish Fish on my list, actually, because I think it's a pretty underrated candy. It's something that I don't know that they make them in fun size, so you're not getting them on Halloween, but that's a good movie. That's a good movie theater candy.
Another candy that I'm not going to be happy if it's on any of your guys' lists is Twizzlers. Twizzlers is, I'm not a fan. Eva, what's your number four?
Swedish Fish is a candy that has a wide spectrum of fresh or too stale to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah.
If you get a good one, they're great. And the other candy that I love for that is Bit of Honeys. If you can get an actual, a bit of honey that you can actually chew, they're pretty good. But my number four is, I want to stay on the coconut for a minute. And my number four is Zagnuts.
What?
A Zagnut, you know, in Beetlejuice when he dangles a little candy bar out. Zagnuts are one of my dad's favorite candy bars. And so I ate them a lot as a kid. And I didn't really know that they were unpopular. And so it's like the center of it is the same like flaky peanut butter candy, like a Butterfinger.
Oh, weird. Peanut butter coconut?
But it's covered in toasted coconut instead of chocolate.
Interesting.
And it's the crumbliest, messiest candy bar. But I do love them because I can't really eat chocolate. So a lot of my favorite candies are not chocolatey.
What about
chocolate?
It gives me a migraine eventually.
Oh, man.
So I got to pace myself.
Sucks. What about, and Sir, I think might be the only one to get the reference, but Abba Zaba?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're my only friend.
You're my only friend. R.I.P. I can't believe that that guy's career ended 5 years ago and hasn't done anything since then.
Seriously.
Anyways, that's a Chappelle line from Half Baked, which is
that movie was good.
That movie's so funny.
Oh, it's a classic.
That was one of our most watched movies as like kids. Probably top five most watched movies by us, I would say.
Yeah.
Abba Zaba, you my only friend. Sir, what is your number four? Is it Abba Zaba? I don't even know what it is. Like, I just Googled what it is, but
they're not really local. They're not really around here. It's, yeah. And
flyover country, we're not getting Abba Zabas.
We can get them at Balky's. Yeah. Mr. Balky's has them.
Are those still around? Like the one that was near us is no longer in existence.
The one in Cuyahoga Falls is still there.
Okay. There used to be one in Fairlawn.
Mm.
Anyway, sir.
Well, I'll go with favorite chocolate. And yeah, it's probably marzipan. So any kind of, which isn't really a chocolate necessarily, like, you know, I guess I could be saying, like, do I like the Swedish chocolate or German chocolates? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, anything with marzipan.
You just want a log of almond paste with enough chocolate on it to hold it together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Marble binder.
Oh man, I just realized it is coming up on marzipan season too.
You like marzipan?
I love it.
I honestly don't know if I've ever had it. I think it might be more of a texture thing that I wouldn't enjoy it, but I don't know.
It's not as wet.
I also never thought of it as being chocolate. I always thought of it kind of being like more marshmallowy, like firmer marshmallow.
Yeah, I guess this isn't really an exact pick. This is more like what chocolate candies do you always eat, or chocolate, like if there's a chocolate assortment. That's the one in the box that I'm going after, the marzipan. Mm. And it's kind of like the good things. It's the only good part of coconut in that it's almost like a softer coconut.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not too chewy to where you're like, am I eating horse feed? Like, what is this? Like, horse. Yeah, you know, and then the flavor is a lot better.
How do you feel about like coconut shrimp?
Coconut shrimp is legit. Like that, it gets crunchy. The coconut gets crunchy and it loses that.
Yeah, that's soft.
Kind of like,
yeah. Fibrous.
Plant texture. Yeah.
Yeah. Marzipan, anything. Ollie has the best marzipan, and it's the full like candy bar size, just log, like you said, and chocolate on the outside. And it comes in a gold wrapper. It's where you're like, oh, you feel good about it. Nick, what is your number four?
My number four, sir, I'm curious as to if you hate this one also. And it's a pretty unpopular candy. This is maybe more controversial even than the candy corn issue. But it was a movie theater candy that I loved as a kid. And every now and then they'll come in small boxes for Halloween. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kyle?
Don't say the mints.
Junior mints.
Junior mints. I was just going to say, no.
What?
It's a real... It's a real high risk, high reward endeavor because a lot of them have exploded.
Yeah. I will say they're one of the more satisfying candies to eat, but I don't know.
I really like peppermint as a flavor in bark form or in Altoid form or in candy form. I don't know. I think they're good. It is kind of like a blueberries where you just got to accept the fact that a lot of them are going to be bad when you're eating them.
Yeah.
A lot of them are going to be way too squishy. And, mm-hmm. and if you know that going into it, then,
it keeps the expectation under control.
Yeah. Do you like them or do you,
Well, junior mints are the bomb. I mean, it'll come up. A similar thing will come up again later for sure.
Yeah. And it's another, like one of the few dark chocolate, candies that are like widely available.
It has a nice like light, the peppermint, like I said earlier, like sometimes the peppermint's too strong. Like I feel like a York peppermint patty is like too much like toothpaste for me. Like it like lingers in the mouth.
Isn't it the exact same thing as a York
peppermint patty? I like peppermint patties a lot too.
Yeah. But like junior mint to me, like it's a lighter peppermint. To me, that's the right amount of peppermint flavor. And I like the slightly liquidy center.
I'm a fan of both. I think I very easily could have picked peppermint patty in their place.
I think my issue with junior mints and really any mint candy is like it kind of affects what you eat
next.
Right after it. Like you're not going to have a soda while eating junior mints. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would not go over well, but I don't know.
If you're a coward.
Or drink orange juice right after eating
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't do that with like most candies, right?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe Sour Patch.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's the thing. You can do a combination, like a you got a ginger beer and some Sour Patch Kids. Like that's a winning combination. I like alcohol and night swimming.
Kyle, what is
that? The other day, nobody got it. It's like,
wait, what is that from?
Lenny, when right before Lenny from The Simpsons gets killed by the dolphins, he's out with a bottle of whiskey and he's swimming around. It's like alcohol and night swimming takes a swig. It's a winning combination.
Oh,
Kyle, what's your number three?
My number three is just root beer candies. Nice. I think they're pretty awesome.
I got a whole tree of them right here.
In either the barrel form or even the dum-dum form. Great. Awesome. They taste nothing like root beer, but,
they do,
or there's some of them don't, but, they're pretty good. I'm a fan. I'll even eat it after Charlie sucked on one for 30 seconds and then realized that she doesn't want it anymore. And then she'll give it to me.
I feel like that's sort of a controversial candy too. Like not a lot of people like those.
Yeah.
Well, they must have had dads who didn't dip wintergreen tobacco when they were little and don't have a fond childhood association with that smell.
Evo, be your number three.
My number three is tangential to candy corn. Related to candy corn and the bags of little pumpkins is the one that I wanted this year and I still haven't been able to find. The autumn mix that has the like ears of corn and the chocolate bats. And most importantly, my favorite piece that's in there, and I would buy a whole bag of them if they'd make one for me, damn it, are the maple jugs.
Big fan of any maple candy.
Yeah, totally. And maple's becoming like a trendy flavor. It's not going to be like pumpkin anytime soon, but I feel like it's creeping up and it's only a matter of time.
Sarah, what you got for number three?
Go with favorite candy bar. So it was, when I was a kid, it was Three Musketeers. Something about, like, I think it was the size of it compared to other candy bars. You felt like, okay, I got a little bit extra in this one as opposed to like the shorter. Snickers might have more substance, yet when it came to sheer intimidation factor. Three Musketeers. Plus it had the Marshall name. And it's just delicious. Something about that, like, smooth nougat. Like, you can't really.
Yeah.
I guess it's more of a marshmallowy kind of
nougat. It's whipped almost. Yeah.
It's surprising how much I like Three Musketeers because it really has no texture at all. That brain burrito that we had in San Francisco, the texture is very,
it's very Three Musketeers.
Very Three Musketeers-y, where there's just like, you're just eating.
I think it was cow.
Yeah. But it was just like eating a burrito filled with that texture.
And
it was kind of, like, off-putting.
If that texture was nutty.
Wow, that makes sense in a gross way.
In a candy form, it's great.
Yeah.
I don't need like caramel and nuts and stuff in my candy bars to slow me down.
So what if it was a savory bar that had that brain filling in it? Would you eat that?
Would I eat it? I would probably eat it.
Under duress, yeah. So that was probably, like, as a kid.
I had a fermented shark in Iceland, and Nick was too hard to try it.
I smelled it.
And, I've heard horrible things about that.
I smelled it, and it smelled fucking vile.
Was it you or Nelly or Andy that said it reminded them of, like, a very specific medical smell? Like,
Andy did. Or I think Nelly did, and then Andy expanded upon it.
Yeah, but that would make more sense as to why you would refuse to eat it if it reminded you of, like, something you deal with in that form. I don't know.
It was very gross. I smelled it, and you had it wrapped in a plastic bag, and you were not near me.
it's quite foul.
Yeah, it that was gross. That was very gross. It was one of those things where, like, knowing that you had it, I was like, I should do it. When else am I going to be able to do this? I can say I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I smelled it and I was like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah, it's like, what are you gonna gain?
Yeah, it's not worth the bragging rights. Smelling it was enough. The bragging rights I get from smelling will be just as satisfying, knowing that I didn't have to touch that thing to my tongue. Well, sir, I'm glad that you are mentioning Three Musketeers, because
he didn't even get to his favorite.
I thought that was your favorite.
It's the Baby Ruth. It's the Baby Ruth bar.
Okay.
And it was, as a kid, I was like, oh, it's boring ass bar, peanuts all over it.
Now, as an
adult, something about it, like, every Halloween for the past couple of years, I'm like, give me all the Baby Ruths that, you know, no young person wants.
I feel like that candy bar is very different from a Three Musketeers, just like texture.
Oh, definitely.
A complete change.
Yeah.
So since you brought up Three Musketeers, I actually had that as my number three, but with the caveat, it's a Three Musketeers
dark chocolate
that's been frozen. The frozen Three Musketeers, you throw that baby in the freezer,
but then you remove the softness, don't you? Doesn't it become just stale and cold?
No,
and hurts your teeth.
No, it doesn't hurt. I mean,
maybe my teeth are just sensitive.
Yeah, what's wrong with your teeth? Drink some more milk.
I need to go to the dentist.
Yeah, get some vitamin D and
somebody get this Minotaur to the dentist.
Yeah, drink water that isn't only bottled water. Get some fluoride in you. Frozen Three Musketeers is very good. There's a lot of, like, frozen candy bars that like a frozen Twix, you'll see that in, like, gas station freezers, or a frozen Snickers. But for my money, Three Musketeers, baby.
Twix are way too popular for how mediocre of a candy bar they are.
I agree.
Just going to say that.
Yep.
That's fair.
Unless you like biting into something and having your mouth be completely dry.
I was going to say, give me the driest cookie on the planet.
Yeah.
And I'll concur that even as a fan of Twix, that they're overrated.
I mean, I think they're pretty good. Like, they're fine. I'm not going to turn one down. Same with, like, I think they're on the same tier as a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, too. I don't really like Kit Kats either.
Well, they have the same problem. They're, like, a little too dry.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna turn one down, but it's not the thing I'm grabbing out of the bowl if they got a variety pack going on.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, what's your number two?
My number two is a tie between two suckers, and that would be Blow Pops, which I always liked more than Tootsie Pops, because I like gum, and I miss, like, I don't really chew that much gum anymore, but like when I was younger, I used to really love Blow Pops. And then those caramel apple suckers.
Oh yeah.
Are awesome. They are definitely seasonal, but yeah, they are great. And me and Lisa went to Subway earlier this week, and they have caramel apple cookies. They're not like sour like the sucker, but they are also way too good for like what they are. But yeah, the combination of caramel and apple when you're not actually eating a caramel apple, because that experience is really horrible, is good. I like the flavors of them.
Yeah, there's like four bites of a caramel apple that are actually good, and then the rest of it is just old apple.
And it's just messy. Everything is messy.
I feel like Kyle's getting grouchier as this episode goes on.
Yeah, so you remember Bubblicious down. Like all the weird flavors they had.
Cotton candy, all the way.
Yeah. Bubblicious, and then Big League Chew was the other.
I remember Big League Chew.
Yeah. Like the bag of bubble gum that was.
Oh, that was supposed to look like chewing. The one that was supposed to look like tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it was like straw.
Yeah, it had those like weird strips. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, for not liking candy as much as I do, I feel like I do have strong opinions for some reason about it. But Eva, what would be your number two?
My number two, I guess I'm going to go with, I think this would be my favorite candy bar. And it's one that's filled with a bunch of unpopular ingredients, which kind of guarantees that I get the whole candy bar to myself. And that's the Chunky bar.
What would be
that the rice
unpopular?
That's the one with raisins in it, maybe.
It's got raisins in it.
No.
You can have it.
Oh, I will take it. Like, give me the king size one raisins. That's a 3x3 grid.
We Lisa was craving chocolate while we were on vacation. I went down to like the hotel lobby, and they had a small display of candy, and they had a couple candy bars. One of them had coconut in it, which she doesn't like, and the other had raisins in it, and she doesn't like that either. So I just didn't get anything for her. But I had never heard of raisins in a candy bar before. That's super weird.
The Chunky raisins have there's some kind of tiny bit of like rum flavoring in them, because the whole chocolate bar has a slightly like rum kind of flavor to it. And
like
it's
funkiness.
It has a beautiful wrapper that hasn't changed a bit since 1981. It's like silver and white stripes with red fat block letters, and it's in like four, kind of like a Kit Kat, but if the Kit Kat were cubes rather than rectangles.
Interesting.
There's something very European about it, like with the raisins and
with
it's got raisins and peanuts
and raisins.
Yeah.
Strange.
I love it.
I mean, it's almost like a trail mix.
Yeah.
It's a handful of trail mix.
Yeah. Sir, what's your number two?
Never raisins. What was the t-shirt you came up with?
Raisins are always optional.
Yeah, raisins are always optional.
Oh, yeah, raisins are candy that no one is allowed to say.
Oh, I was going to say, like, the caveat that I have to Eva's picking a raisin based candy is that I do like raisin nuts quite a bit, actually.
Have you had the dark chocolate ones?
No.
Go to Dollar
Tree. The dark chocolate. Yeah.
dark chocolate is something, and I always I get more interested in it.
Anyway, sir, you're number two.
Well, speaking of dark chocolate and raisins and candy, the candy that I can eat now that I'm old is probably
Werther's. I don't know. Old person candy.
So yeah, I mean, I thought about black licorice, the jelly beans. I don't know if I could, I don't know. I should probably eat those. And then maybe this isn't like, this could be related to getting old, yet maybe I just never noticed before. The after effects of those are too scary now. I feel like it changes the, I don't know if you guys have ever eaten too much black licorice yet.
No. I want to slow down.
You get a weird asparagus-like effect.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of on the other end. Yeah, it's like
completely weird.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. And then I would say like the candy is probably like gummy bears that I can still eat. And yeah, I'm pretty much probably, you know, gummy bears. I think Smarties are generally, you know, those are pretty low key candy. Yeah. Low fat gummy bears. Those like low sugar ones sometimes. It's bad.
Yeah. Haribo. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, what is your number two?
My number two, I'm going to throw some things at you because this is a relatively new, we're talking a lot of classic candy bars. This one's a bit newer. It's got chocolate. It's got peanuts. It's got caramel. It's got peanut butter.
Does it have pretzels?
And it's got pretzels.
Take five.
Oh.
Take five.
King of candy
Take
five bars.
Was on, right. Take five was on my short list or long list, I guess.
They're so good. It's
like the millennial candy.
They didn't come out until 2004. We were robbed of this in our childhoods. Mm-hmm. It is just the top-notch candy bar. You got the crunch from the pretzel. Caramel and peanut butter. Plus the crunch from the peanuts and the chocolate covering it. I mean,
the texture of the peanut butter is really good. They put the pretzel on the bottom that just like stabilizes the whole piece of candy. It doesn't like fall apart when you bite it.
It's a solid candy bar. Really only one thing could top it, which will be my number one, but a Take Five is near perfection. Very good. Kyle, what is
I didn't eat other
pretzels. Say that again. Losing you.
You know, why did no other candy bar thought of putting pretzels on anything?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it seems like a no brainer. You'd think that someone would have thrown it in now, like seeing the success of Take Five. Maybe that's just like an underground thing. Maybe
Does Hershey's have some kind of proprietary pretzel inserting trademarks that nobody else can do it?
They have a deal with the people at Gold's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like besides Take Five, like what was the last candy bar to be announced? I feel like
a totally new one.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we're just still riding old ass.
They made one.
You do variants of stuff, but
they made one that's like a variant of you guys know the whatchamacallit. Speaking of candy bars,
that's a good candy bar.
I've never eaten one. It's been in the vending machine my whole life. I've never picked it. There's it has a name like whatchamacallit. Its wrapper looks like whatchamacallit. I think there's maybe there's more chocolate or caramel or something. It's called a what's it or something like that.
Mm.
But yeah, Take Five was really the first big new candy bar after the one that I think is going to be Nick's number one. So I won't say it.
We'll see. Kyle, what's your number one?
My number one is actually candy bar. And the reason it's number one is just because it's first thought, best thought type thing. It's candy bar that I had to actually look it up to make sure that it's still around because I don't eat it. It's probably been 10 years since I've had it, and I don't really know if it's that widely available, but it's the Fifth Avenue candy bar.
Oh, yeah.
I always describe it as being it's like a Butterfinger that is always fresh, like it's softer, like a softer Butterfinger. But it's basically just crunchy peanut butter like layers and then chocolate, but it's not that kind of like hard candy that you're like biting into a candy bar. It's just so great. I think Cook Forest was really the only place that I had it fairly regularly, because there's a gas station that we went to a lot. But yeah, I don't know if I've seen it anywhere nearby. So I wasn't even sure if it was still around as a candy bar.
Yeah,
this but, one yeah, the great candy bar, awesome. Don't think I've ever seen it in a trick-or-treating, but it's awesome.
No, they used to, they would make little fun size ones.
Yeah, really? It used to be in the like Hershey variety.
The variety pack, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like, there's so many candy bars that just are talked about way more that I would just like, I'm not surprised that Fifth Avenue is just not sold anywhere.
I think it's still like, around.
It's very similar to a Butterfinger, which everyone knows about, so.
I feel like I'm mixing it up. I feel like I keep wanting to say like I've seen it in the store somewhere, but I might be mixing it up with a score.
Yeah, it's very I don't know. It's not like it's fancy or anything special like a Take Five, but it's just something that I happen to really like. Evo, would be your number one.
My number one is a candy that is not super popular here, however. Definitely popular with me. It's the only
just a box of raisins.
No, it's
nature's candy.
It's the only reason I ever go to TJ Maxx or Marshall's is to get this, because you can get a little box of it for like $2.99, and it's Turkish Delight.
Okay, that's what the kids eat in
Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, yeah, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Betrays his family.
Yeah, it's like,
is it good enough to betray your family over is the question.
I guess it depends on your family or like what flavor of Turkish Delight. So like it's not exactly gummy candy. It's softer than gummy candy, but it's not like sticky or really like stretchy. It's like somewhere in between. And I'd say my favorite flavor is the rose. And then the lemon.
Yeah, and the rose is kind of like the basic Turkish Delight flavor, right? Like if you just think of Turkish
yeah, Delight, like it would either be rose or violet. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had it.
It's like taffy almost.
Yeah, not as chewy, sticky, but close to it. Yeah, it's kind of between taffy and gummy.
Like if you've ever had saltwater taffy from like. Mm-hmm. Like New Jersey or something like that.
Yeah, the
it's
good
a little one. Bit little more like a turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, big fan. It's
every, pretty good. And you can get it from TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me.
It is. Yeah. And they always have these little like octagon shaped boxes. Like it looks like a little jewelry box. And sometimes they have like a box that looks like the big box of chocolates. It's a little more expensive, but pretty reliably you can get one of those little boxes. And every time the cashier will say, "What is this?" Or she'll say, "I had to put all this out on the shelf and I didn't know what it was. Is it any good?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's great." So
no, I'm just buying it for someone I hate.
Cars.
You said you go to TJ Maxx just for that. I don't know why it made me randomly think of candy hearts for Valentine's Day. Like, how do we feel about those?
Oh, I'm a big fan because they are originally flavored the same as Necco wafers.
Yeah, I guess they are like giant or well, small, thick Necco wafers.
Chunkier Necco wafers.
Yeah, they're made by the same company.
Weird. Yeah, they're okay. It's probably been 15 years since I've had one, but
you can't get them in the original flavors anymore. Now they're all fruit flavored.
Yeah, I think they're kind of sketchy overall. Even the original flavors as
I love original Necco though.
A little too bitter.
Anything that's got like has a little powder residue on it. Seems kind of sketchy to me.
Well, then don't get Turkish Delight because they are coated in cornstarch. Sir, what's your number one?
So let's see. Favorite. I've got one runner-up or like kind of tied favorite candy as a kid. So two kinds of candy I really liked. So fruit candies, anything like that, had to have them. And the one that reigned supreme was the Nerd. The Nerd box. And it was like something about that tiny box with like that cool little opening. It was a Willy Wonka candy.
Yeah.
It had the little cartoons on the front that like you didn't really know what they were. They're like these little gremlins. Something about it. And like the way that they just kind of turned into powder. You would like bite a huge handful. It was just amazing.
Yeah. So did every box of Nerds come with like the dual flavor or dual color thing, or is that just certain like special boxes?
I felt like that was like a special pack that they had.
So remember, like some people would eat just one side and then the other, or some people would do it like together and stuff. But
remember the magic little paper slot on the side to get it that you had to like take it all the way out and like thread it back in to close it?
Yeah. Really tested your dexterity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just all around great product. And then Andy's Mints. Because, you know, definitely along with Nick, I was that like nerdy kid that anything like in every Christmas, I just like my parents would get like a bunch of like the little, you know, fun sized chocolate bar. They would always get like the little like Hershey's chocolate bar pack that had the bar and like the Crunch and the Andes Mints. They'd get like a huge bag of them. Oh, so good.
Back to back answers with gummy bears and Andes Mints. I feel like you are officially pretty old now.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Nick, what's your number one?
Well, I'm curious as to what Eva thinks my number one is, because my number one has actually been around for quite a while.
Like, how long is quite a while?
Like, longer. No, okay. No.
I'm gonna say,
but I'm curious because I have a guess as to what you were guessing my pick would be.
I'm gonna guess what you were guessing my guess was.
Yeah. So what did you think it was?
Well,
because if so, I think it's close.
Related to, I guess, in the same vein as a Fifth Avenue that's got a high peanut butter peanut content.
I was gonna say Reese's Cup.
I was gonna say Nutrageous bar.
Totally forgot the Reese's.
So my guess was similar. My guess was that you were going to guess a Reese's Fast Break.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that would have been closer.
Anyways, I'm going, Kyle's right. I'm going just the most straightforward, basic, traditional Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Mm.
Awesome.
You only need two things. Classic. Chocolate. You need chocolate, you need peanut butter. It's got that very regal shape to it. I love them.
Related,
they turned it into
shape,
a cereal.
Like, I don't like, I love Reese cups. Big ones, little ones, mini ones. But the pumpkins or the Christmas trees or any of those like special shape ones that don't have the ridges on them, I don't like them at all.
I like them, but if I had to choose, I would certainly go with the one. I just like people who like collect records sometimes say like it's not just the sound, it's also the
imperfections.
It's like the texture, the process of like actually getting the record off the shelf and putting it on the thing and putting the needle on, just the ritual. I just like the ritual of the wrapper itself within the ridges is so much more satisfying than opening it up and it's on like a white piece of flimsy cardboard. So much better.
There is that nice feeling as you take, as the paper kind of pops out of the chocolate.
Because it's probably like a Pavlovian thing. Like, I've never had that feeling, and not very shortly after had sweet taste of chocolate and peanut butter. But either way, it works for me. I think that's also why I like green olives, because I had them so many times right before biting into a Galley Boy, which is a very popular burger around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a green olive.
In something about that wrapper.
Yeah.
So I think we should go to, I think we need to take a trip to Mr. Balky's together.
We should. I didn't know that there was still one around because the our Mr. Bulky's has been gone for at least 20 years.
Oh, man. If I had known you didn't know there was one in Cairo Falls, I would have said something.
I mean, I should go. I need to get spices, and I don't mind browsing the candy wall in there, too.
I should. It's a place I should take my kid.
Oh, Mr. Yeah. Bulky's.
Not Noah. He would destroy the place, and I would never be allowed back. But I think he would have a good time.
Is Mr. Bulky's in this day and age less gross than I picture it being?
It is the cleanest, and out of any place I had to go in and shop in the last year and a half, like you walk in and they've got a station there with hand sanitizer,
okay,
and they will point at you until you wipe off your hands, and then you can pick up your basket, and then you can pick up your pen and your pad of paper, and instead of everything having its own like scoop in the
scoop,
like bulk bins, they have a tray of, you know, clean scoops, and then you use your scoop and you throw it in the dirty one, in the dirty bin.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Like the clean pen, dirty pen situation.
Exactly. They just use that for everything.
That's really nice because it is kind of a communal type thing where in this day and age, it could be
pretty
a
bad.
Little squishy if it was.
Especially with like kids. And like,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's really like one of the places I was like the least uncomfortable shopping lately.
On their website, it says we're requiring everyone to wear a mask, which I know we've got a lot of listeners from other parts of the world. In Ohio, in the United States, any mask requirement, like even that much is quite a bit.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, we have Purell and gloves to wear while you shop. We follow social distancing requirements while shopping. They seem like I don't know of many stores that have that shit like on the homepage of their website. So good for them.
And yeah. And
I got to hit them up.
Yeah, we got to go.
Yeah. Should we jump into curses? We've already done we've done candy. I think it's time to talk curses.
On the Tropes Podcast. tvtropes.org/podcast/onthetropes onthetropes@gmail.com onthetropes.redbubble.com facebook.com/onthetropes twitter.com/onthetropes patreon.com On the Tropes.
And when I go to the movies, I am that person on the screen. I am having vicariously an experience that happened to someone else. And that makes me a better person. That to see good films and to see important films is one of the most profoundly civilized experiences that we can have as people.